I'm late. They're all here, those characters we grew up with. Sensitive, philosophical Linus, high-strung Schroeder, controlling Lucy, wily Snoopy, and lonely, introspective Charlie Brown. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is the quintessential show about childhood angst. There's no plot to this show, just episodes in the lives of a lively group of children. As director Becky Griffin points out, it's a lot like reading the classic Peanuts comic strip.
It's set up just like the comic strips. You have the little scenes about different adventures that the gang goes on. Maybe it's the baseball game. Maybe it's trying to write a book report. It's different small adventures. What's interesting about the way the show developed was that it was built as a concept musical, and then the show followed it.
What does that mean?
That means that they wrote the music and recorded it as, wouldn't this be a great idea for a show sometime? But they didn't have a script. And So when the cast got together in 1960, actually. The cast got together and they sort of wrote their own script and said, hey, I remember this one. I loved it when Lucy laid on the piano and talked to Schroeder. Or, hey, remember when Snoopy was the Red Baron? And they kind of put together this script very loosely based on all of those memories of the Charles Schulz characters.
And in fact, the production that you are doing is a different production than that 1960s production. I believe it was 68, perhaps, that the show was on Broadway, 68, 69.
Actually, it premiered off-Broadway in 67 and Broadway in 70. That version of the show was very loose. And then in 1999, they decided to revive the show. And when they did that, there was a character named Patty. That it's not Peppermint Patty like we remember from the cartoon. There was an older version of the character from Charles Schulz that was just Patty.
Was she like Peppermint Patty?
No, she wasn't the tomboy character. She was kind of like Lucy. She was kind of bossy. And so they decided they wanted even a younger character. So they took her out and substituted Sally. So all of the Sally songs and all of the interaction between Sally and the other characters is new to the 1999 production.
Sally being Charlie Brown's younger sister. Yes, yes. Now, this isn't just a show for kids, though, as much as kids will love it.
No, I think it's a show that resonates with all of us. The Peanuts are characters that are part of our common dialogue in this country. We all grew up in some way with Charles Schulz's characters. Either we all watched The Great Pumpkin at Halloween, or we watched the Charlie Brown Christmas special, or we read the comics every day in the newspaper. So I feel like when you come to see the show, you get a chance to step back and remember what it was like when you were a little kid.
There's a couple of poignant moments in the show, I think. What are some of your favorites?
My favorite is the last number of the show, which is called Happiness, which is when Charlie Brown and the gang discover that little things can make you happy.
Happiness is finding a pencil,
pizza with sausage,
telling the time.
Happiness is two kinds of ice cream, tying your shoe for the very first time,
playing the drums in your own school band. Those are the things that make our lives happy. It's not those huge moments, it's those little victories and those little things.
It's bringing a lump to my throat right now, just remembering those things from my own childhood. What is coming up in the summer theater? There's one more show this season.
There's one more show. The next show will be The Little Mermaid. So we are a very kid-friendly season this summer. We have currently 60 kids cast in The Little Mermaid, and we have everyone from a third grader up through a kid that just graduated high school.
How is musical theater a good thing for kids to get involved in?
Musical theater is great for kids, even if they don't want to be on stage. If they want to be backstage, they get to learn to work as a team. Music is a great way to expand the mind. It's been documented that kids that are good at music are good at math. And the most important thing is that the kids that do theater form their own tribe. And they become a family, even if it's just for the length of time that we're together in rehearsals. And they form friendships that last for years. I myself was in this program back in 94, and my entire team this year is alum. Everyone on the team, the production team, is an alum of the program.
And what productions were you in?
I was in Jesus Christ Superstar and Fiddler on the Roof.
There you go. Now you're directing the
directing.
Program. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Becky Griffin, Managing Director of the Normal Parks and Recreation Summer Theater Music Program.
Thank you very much.
I'm Judy Valente.